This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. British people in London appear to be largely accepting the new lockdown measures ordered by Prime Minister Boris Johnson Saturday as a price worth paying to save Christmas. Johnson ordered England back into a national lockdown after the United Kingdom passed the milestone of 1 million COVID-19 cases and a second wave of infections threatened to overwhelm the health service. The United Kingdom, which has the biggest official death toll in Europe from COVID-19, is grappling with more than 20,000 new coronavirus cases a day. And scientists have warned the worst-case scenario of 80,000 dead could be exceeded. And some of the most onerous restrictions in Britain's peacetime history, people will only be allowed to leave home for specific reasons, such as education, work, exercise, shopping for essentials, and medicines, or caring for the vulnerable. Spain's prime minister on Saturday condemned a series of violent protests in cities across the country against restrictions imposed to curb the surge of COVID-19 after a six-month state of emergency came into effect this week. Riot police shot blank bullets to try to disperse scores of protesters who were setting fire to rubbish bins in Madrid's main thoroughfare. Meanwhile, demonstrators pelted police with rocks and other projectiles in Barcelona in a second night of disturbances in Spain's second largest city. In the northern Spanish city of Logroño, about 150 people attacked police with stones, set fire to containers, and looted shops. Police reported riot police were drafted in to quell disturbances in the wine-growing region. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez tweeted, "Only from responsibility, unity, and sacrifice will we be able to defeat the pandemic that is devastating all countries." This is VOA News.